News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, the conclave to elect a new pope begins later on today. And our reporter, Henry McKean, is live in St. Peter's Square and has been getting a sense of what people there think of all that's going on.
It's not long now until the 133 cardinals behind me get to choose a pope. They're going to lock themselves in to the Sistine Chapel, where they'll be voting now just once today and then up to four times tomorrow. And they'll keep doing that until they get to the new pope. Who are they going to vote for? Will it be someone like Francis or perhaps like Pope Benedict? Time will tell. I meet these people here at St. Peter's Square and ask them what they want to see in the next pope.
I'm pretty excited because this is a very important thing for all the Catholic people in the world. But I think now in the world it's very important to see that all the people are the same. Not the religion make the difference. And I hope the new pope will be a good person.
Yes, hello, I'm Father Francesco Giordano. I work here in Rome for Human Life International. And if you're asking me what I expect from the conclave, I expect that that the cardinals take their time to reflect, to pray, to discern, and that there be no pressure to rush the results. So we don't need to rush. This needs to be a real reflective, prayerful conclave.
I would like a pope who has care for people and cares about people in the church, and just someone who is down to earth.
So we decided on Tuesday to come here for the conclave, and we booked flights on Thursday, and now we're here.
You just really wanted to be here.
Really wanted to be here.
Absolutely.
And that was indeed Henry McKean live in Rome, and we will hear more from Henry in the Vatican at the conclave on the Pat Kenny Show.
And we'll be coming back to the story as well after 8 o'clock, hugely anticipated conclave.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.